You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Hi. Welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Well, hello there. Oh, we're so excited to be back on our perch here in TJ and Jody's house. Look at us.
Look at us. Ta-da.
Look at this. Look at this. And we know the majority of you can't see it because you're listening the old-fashioned way. And, well, as old-fashioned as listening to something from your phone could be. But for those of you watching the video portion, that's what the Price is Right gesture thing is for there. So you're missing out if you're only listening to the audio. I mean, really missing out. You don't get to see how beautiful Jody looks in her athleisure wear today.
I know, I look like I'm playing tennis, and I'm not. I just went on a walk. What is, you know, that everybody says hot girl walk? Is it, and I know I'm showing my age. Does that mean you think you're a hot girl and you're on a walk, or does it mean it's really hot and you're a girl?
It's you think you're hot and you're on a walk.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Any of those. It started with hot girl summer or whatever. Okay. It's you calling yourself hot. So it's very, you know, braggadocious and narcissistic.
Well, I was literally hot.
Yeah.
Not a
sweating,
hot girl.
Sweating. Hot. But I think you're hot, even if nobody else in the world does.
Thank you.
He's okay.
He's okay.
All right, we're sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, and something big is coming to Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. We don't have the details yet. We haven't ironed them all out, but a big time TJ and Jody Sweet Dreams collab.
Yeah,
collaboration,
awesome.
remix thing is
details
coming.
Details are in the works.
I sound like I have a lisp right there in the remix. It's a remix thing.
Yeah.
But not only do you have at Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress all of the beautiful furnishings, you know, stuff for the living room, stuff for the bedroom, the mattresses. We just saw a little internet commercial with that girl that works over there. What's her name?
That girl named Katie.
Katie, yeah. She works over there, and she was doing a little commercial about their sheets for the split mattresses.
Half split or full split?
We got a full split.
Yep. That's good to know they have those sheets.
Mm-hmm.
And how about when we went over there to talk with her, and we sat in on the couch, and that couch had a massager in it.
I know.
Oh.
That's
awesome.
I thought you were passing gas, though, because it's got some kind of like a little air thing in it, and it kept going.
Yeah,
like it would let the air out of the
thing. Well, I wasn't, because I don't do that.
Sound like you had lost your manners.
Thank you.
Up in there.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, they've always had, I mean, they were built on the mattresses that they have. That's why it started out being called Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. But now the furniture stuff is so important, they want to make sure that you understand that. And it's beautiful when you walk into any of their locations. I mean, even if you're just going to walk in and look around, do that. They'll be happy for you to do that. Just go in there and look and say, TJ and Jody told me that it was cool in here and pretty and all. And then
give a piece of candy. Mm-hmm. That candy set up.
Yeah. No purchase necessary.
Oh.
Well, I'm saying that. I don't work there to make up the rules, but
I think
if they don't want to give you the piece of candy, then tell them that Jody will be by there to pay for it.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah.
She'll be in there to do it.
Yeah.
So they've got a delivery team that's awesome, serving the whole Charlotte area, and locations throughout the Lake Norman region of the Charlotte area. So it's great.
Yeah.
Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Go to acetj.com/mattress. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. Yesterday was Father's Day, so that's why we're a day late getting the podcast posted, because I didn't want to work on Father's Day. Yeah. Sue me. Is that so wrong? Is that so wrong? I don't think so.
No, you needed to have a day to watch TV, relax, whatever you do.
Mm-hmm. Whatever I do. And then Jody worked, I mean, all day in that kitchen cooking me something special for Father's Day.
Mm-hmm. And I am not the cook.
I misspoke this morning when I was telling people about it, and I said they were fajitas, but they're not fajitas, they're enchiladas.
Yeah.
So she made these enchiladas that I love.
Yes, and chicken and cheese enchiladas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
some homemade from scratch lemon cookies.
Mm-hmm.
That are right up there as my faves when it comes to cookies. I love those, yeah.
I know you like the toffee crunch ones, but that's more at the holidays.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be.
But these lemon ones are good for summer.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. quite refreshing and sweet and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Powdered sugar covering them. So
when,
nice. When thank
people
you for
love
that.
My cooking show. I take a lot of shortcuts.
That's okay. A lot of people do
still
that.
Still tastes well. You know, it's mm-hmm, good. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Yeah.
I just, I cook because I have to.
Well, you didn't have to yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, and I wanted to give you something. Home cooked meal, and I knew you didn't want to go anywhere. I knew you wanted to rest.
No, I did.
You watched the little Braves.
Yeah, boy, and I watched some baseball together, and just had a mm-hmm. relaxing day. You see, Sundays are so fast around here because I go to bed early on a regular night. I go to bed at 8 o'clock. Well, on Sundays, because of the stuff that we do on Saturdays, it usually has left me exhausted. Because let's face it.
It's hard to sit on a boat.
Well, it's, out in the sun all day. And, mm-hmm. and then when we do small town adventure things, which we're going to get into in just a little bit, telling you about our latest small town adventure thing. It does. I mean, because I'm, you know, I went to the doctor the other day for my annual and everything checked out fine, you know, whatever. But I'm still old.
Sure.
So I go to bed really early on Sundays. So it's almost like get up, do a few things, and then record the podcast, and then I go to bed. We eat Lenner usually on Sundays.
Yeah.
But I had to go get an extra enchilada before I went to bed last night. Could you tell, like, when you came in the room, I wasn't gassy or anything?
Of course, no.
I just asked a question. No I wasn't? No. Good. Good. I wasn't.
Yuck.
Mm-hmm. But that was very nice, though. A good Father's Day. I don't like, you know, it kind of makes me uncomfortable to be made over. You know what I mean? Like somebody just, oh, let me do this for you. And they go, oh, happy Father's Day, happy birthday. I've never been good at that kind of thing.
Hmm. You pretty good at it yesterday.
Yeah.
Hey, and your daughter called and talked to you for a long time?
Hmm?
Lainey, she called and talked to you for a
is that who that was?
Mm-hmm.
I chatted with that woman for an hour, and I knew I was supposed to know who she was, and mm-hmm. she was talking to me like she knew me,
mm-hmm.
but I never could place her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who that was.
Mm-hmm.
Lainey, our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Is she still living in Nashville?
All right, move on. You're getting on my nerves. Ugh.
Well... thanks for Father's
Day. I just thought
Day.
That I would mention that.
Yeah. Why?
Because that might hurt her feelings that you didn't mention her.
Yeah, well.
And then you turn it around and be...
You don't know that I wasn't going to mention her.
Okay.
I was going to say, that's what I was talking to her about that yesterday. How I don't like that kind of attention. Attention for not really... accomplishing anything, you know, mm-hmm, or not mm-hmm. putting on a show of some sort,
mm-hmm.
but just
on shows every day.
I know, and that's why that. But people never understand what I say when I say I don't like attention.
Yeah,
it's that I like attention if I'm performing or if I've done something, you know, that's really good, which is most of the time.
Well, you did. You're a good dad, mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So we had to pay you for that.
And that's another thing that my mommy used to always talk about this, and I didn't understand it. But the older our kids get, the more I do understand it. It's almost like you think when your kids are grown that you're not doing parenting anymore as much. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom, but she would always put it a different way. She'd just go, you know, I always feel like I'm not needed. Mm-hmm. You know, because mm-hmm. there's not a little kid depending on you for everything. And,
sure.
And all of that stuff.
Yeah. You're needed.
That's all I wanted to hear.
You're needed.
Okay, so we had a big, fun, exciting, to the next level small town adventure last weekend. So we're going to tell you all about that and then tell you about some of the changes in the way Small Town Adventures is going to work. I mean, we love doing it. It's one of our favorite things, but now it's going to be even better. And we'll explain all of that coming up next. Hang on.
TJ and Jody's House.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
TJ and Jody's House.
Hey, thank you for joining us. So nice of you to do. We appreciate it so much. And I personally would like to say thank you for indulging me, you know, and listening even through Jody. So yeah. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So we've been doing this thing called Small Town Adventures for a long time. And we just go to a little town somewhere close to us, relatively close, and we make videos going from place to place. Go, hey, this place is called, you know, Kelsey's Pub. We're going to go check it out and stuff. So after about, I don't know, doing those for a couple of months, we said, you know what would be great is if we could do an entire, like, have it professional where it's planned out and we could bring in sponsors and partners and stuff like that. And finally, we had what we had been shooting for. We had that last weekend mm-hmm. when we went to New Bern, North Carolina, and featured it as our small town adventure. And it was sponsored by Bojangles, was the big sponsor of it.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then there were, was it four or five places that we made appearances at four, mm-hmm. and they were all great.
So good.
Just, you know, really wonderful places, and we enjoyed the town itself, but we really liked showcasing the town and telling everybody what it's like. Mm-hmm. The mayor of New Bern was all up on our social medias.
Yes.
Fanboying. So that's the way the Small Town Adventures is going to work now. So if you have a business in a small town that you want us to come feature, then you can send us an email, acetj@acetj.com. If you have a town you want us to go visit, send in the request at the same thing. We'll see what we can put together, because right now it's kind of the off season. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. we treat it like a TV season.
Yeah.
And it goes through the fall and the winter, and then mm-hmm. in the summer, we kind of take a break. So mm-hmm. if you want to get on board for quote-unquote next season,
yeah,
that would be great.
Yeah.
Now,
every place that we stopped, because my friend Mark from Vimark Advertising put the whole thing together. Mm-hmm. Every place we went, well, let me put it this way. There's a guy named Eric that came up and visited us at one of the stops. And he's in the Coast Guard, and he gave me his coin, which mm-hmm. was very touching. It was awesome.
Awesome, yeah.
And he's been listening for a long time, and he pointed out, he said, man, every place y'all chose this time is a Jody place, isn't it? Because they were all kind of fancy.
But they, I mean, you say fancy, so they were...
They weren't sports bars.
Yeah, but it was... Listen,
oh, I
everybody
loved
was
it.
Real happy with it.
I loved it.
Yeah, all the food was good. All the drinks were good. The people were so friendly.
Now, as you can imagine, my little friend Jenny, not handsome husband Michael, but little friend Jenny, before she saw any of the places and she heard us talking about them, she's like, You know, because she likes to go to places where it's not required to use utensils and things like that. And we were at one of the places before they got there, and Jody and I went, we left here probably at 10 o'clock mm-hmm. Friday morning, and went up to New Bern and met with my friend Mark, and we hung out for a little bit, and then went to dinner with some other friends that he has that we've been wanting to meet. Mm-hmm. And Jenny and Michael didn't come until after Michael got off from work, so they flew. And when Jenny heard that we were at a place that required a reservation to eat dinner, she's like, oh, fancy. Uh-huh. So they landed while we were at dinner, and then they hit the very first sports bar that they came across.
Yeah.
And when they met up with us later, she was ragging Jody about being all dressed up and, you know.
I was in white jeans. In a like satiny looking cream shirt and flat sandals. I was not in a prom dress.
Yeah, she said she was in a prom. I was prom not. Outfit. Mm-hmm. But anyway, all the places were great. But what happened was, what I was going to say is, when once Jenny got in with us and started going to these places, mm-hmm. she loved it. Mm-hmm. Loved it.
Because she said something like, these are Jody places. I said, well, you seem to have been enjoying these Jody places. Because she had good food when we went. Mm-hmm. She had fresh orange juice for her drink she gets. She was good with it.
Yeah, none of these places would shoot orange juice out of a gun.
No.
But it doesn't have to be that. I mean, they don't mm-hmm. always have to be Jody places.
No.
Because rarely are they Jody places, but
never.
New Bern is more just that kind of, you know, the restaurants are nice, but they're not stuffy. There wasn't like, they didn't have dress codes and mm-mm. all of that kind of stuff.
I like nice, but I also love a hole in the wall. Growing up in Louisiana, some of the best places you would find would be hole in the walls. And I'm good with either one.
But all you, in your defense, Jody, all you say, though, is just a variety. Mix it up every now and then. And go to a Jody place instead of going to, you know, 10 Jenny places in a row. Work in a Jody place now and then.
Every now and then. It's nice.
And that's not too much to ask.
No, it's not. My places aren't horrible.
Mm-hmm. No, they're not.
They're wonderful.
Yeah. Well, sometimes
usually pretty atmosphere, pretty people in there.
Yeah, sometimes they're a little much.
Oh, no, they're like, not.
Where was it when we were up against? We were in that bar, and you were sitting up against the wall, and you were going on and on about one of those reality show stars, and then it ended up getting retweeted.
Oh, that was in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah, now that's a little much.
No, me. It wasn't. It was fabulous. Mm.
Loud.
And y'all enjoyed that too.
I didn't. I hated that.
No, you didn't. You know you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
I and like they gave us a koozie at that place.
Ooh.
Well, I don't see y'all's places giving us things.
And speaking of Louisiana, we're going for a big Louisiana trip soon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
We're going.
headed to
visit Jody's family. Last summer we visited my family.
Yeah.
And so it's Jody's family this summer. And
yeah.
Her parents are basically, it sounded like yesterday, they're remodeling the house.
I know it.
Getting ready for us to come. And I wonder why, because you go a lot more often than I do.
I know.
And when you go, they don't do all of this.
I know,
stuff.
But I usually go in February for Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a pool. So they're trying to get all the pool stuff ready. Probably for you, because you never go. And they're like, okay, he's coming. So
yeah,
let's make it comfortable for him.
And you know, your mama's going to be all baking stuff for me. And
not for you,
making,
for a boy.
Well, when I went for my friend's funeral and y'all weren't all with me, she was baking stuff for me and making me sloppy joes and
she
all
was.
That. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
She's nice like that. She likes to cook.
Well, and she likes me.
Yeah, I guess so.
Which you and your sister just can't fathom.
You grew on her.
Yeah.
It's been 31 years.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's going to be really hot in Louisiana.
Blazing.
The pool there, at some parts of the summer, gets so hot that her dad can't even get in it. He won't get in it because it's
you can't
too
cool
hot.
Off. Yeah. 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 I hope it's not like that. Ooh.
I bet it will be, though.
But hey, the good news is at least inside their house is cool. That's going to be something.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a battery-powered fan
mm-hmm.
to walk around with me all the time.
You might need to get the ones that hang on your neck and just blow yeah. up. You're going to have to just do that.
Mm-hmm. Her parents are very cold-natured.
Very.
When they come here for Christmas, it's like they shiver like we've made them, you know, sit mm-hmm. outside.
I give them all electric throws.
They're wearing so many layers of things. I mean, they look like homeless people in Detroit. Just freezing.
Yeah. So that should be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then Uncle Chuck's going to take us fishing somewhere.
You and the boy.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But are we going to have to, like we used to when the kids were little, your mom and dad wanted to show them off to all their friends, and then we just have to go all over town and
no.
eat at this place and
no.
go to that place and say hey and
no.
all that. So now that well, and the girl one's not even going.
No.
So, you know, now that the boy is grown and mm-hmm. he's not cute anymore, they don't want to drag
he
him
around.
He
is cute.
I mean, not cute like a little kid. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
No, we won't be going around. No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. But they also like to show you off to people and how you turned out.
Mm. You think?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know why.
Me either.
It's gross.
Yep.
Okay, so there's one thing left for us to talk to you about this week, and I wasn't even going to bring this up because I told the story on the regular old Ace and TJ morning show.
Ew.
And then I told the story to Jody and little friend Jenny, and they've been mocking me ever since. But for the sake of the TJ and Jody's house audience, and because Jody loves it so much because it's making fun of me, I'll tell you what happened to me last week that was embarrassing. We'll do that next.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Hey, here we are. Back again. And a day late, not a dollar short, because you'd have to have some dollars to be a dollar short.
Sure.
And we don't have that.
Nope.
I'm about to break for some lunch.
Yep.
You know, we're recording this on Monday, so I got to go get a little snack for lunch, and then I have a lot of other videos to do today.
Right.
And what is it with you and me wearing hats? Do you think I look ugly in hats?
No, it's just some of your clothes don't need to have a hat.
Yeah, because I was telling her about this video I got to do. She goes, and no hat, because I was going to tell her what I was going to wear.
Why are you always wearing a hat now?
Well, because I have a big old bulbous bald head.
You have a great shaped head.
I know, but it's, I don't know, it's fat. I got a fat
your
head.
Your head is not fat.
And my head shines in these lights and stuff like that.
Whatever. But the hat looks, it just, no. Some of the clothes you wear it with does not work. It doesn't look right.
But
you do what you want.
Says somebody who's got all of her hair.
You were fine with this. And now it's like all of a sudden you need a hat now all the time.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Somebody must have said something that hurt my feelings.
Who did?
Nobody.
Oh. Because I was going to say.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. My stomach is growling.
You don't. So you don't think that I look like Shrek without a hat?
No. I do not.
Some people say I look like Shrek.
Well, that's not nice.
I know. They're not my friends.
You're making up stuff. But the hats don't always go. I'm sorry. They just don't.
Yeah,
you can't dress nicely in something nice and then put on a hat and it look right.
But this is not nice what I'm wearing. It's the t-shirt. I put on the other shirt?
The one you were nicer. Talking about, yeah.
Okay, but my head is a little bit sunburned from the weekend.
No. You do it when it's not sunburned.
I know, but I'm talking about today, though.
Mm-hmm.
When I made the mistake of asking your opinion about it.
Well, that's my opinion.
I'm regretting that.
There's just sometimes you don't. It's like if you were wearing church clothes, you don't wear a hat.
Some people do.
Well, you shouldn't.
They make hats to go with certain suits.
What, a fedora?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
No.
Old black men wear them all the time.
Whatever. I just don't know why you always have to have on a hat.
Okay.
You don't need it. You have a great head.
Oh, he's got a great head.
He has a great head.
Uh-huh. Okay, so here's what happened to me at the doctor. I was going in for my yearly. You know, ladies, you know how we do that. And, you know, they do blood work. They do everything. Well, for a Maine who is my age, your yearly physical is when they do the whole prostate check. And I know every comedian, they just run this in the ground, making jokes about the prostate exam. It's just done to death.
Uh-huh.
But that's not what this is. This is a true story. But I'm going in. My doctor is really cool. He's a cool guy. His name's Dr. Bungie. It's actually Bundy, but I call him Bungie. Because that's funny. So I'm talking to Dr. Bungie, and, you know, we're chit-chatting. He's asking me about, you know, how I'm doing on this medicine or that medicine and all that. Well, when you're a guy and you're sitting there and you know that prostate check is coming, that's kind of everything in your mind. You're just sitting there going, okay. Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We went to the beach for a few days. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to Louisiana. So it's almost like if you could walk in the room, or as soon as he walks in the room after the nurse has already checked you in and all of that stuff and taken your vitals, if he could walk in the room and then you automatically say no pleasantries or anything, just boom, right to that prostate check.
And then, okay, we got that out of the way. Now, let's we can focus on the rest of it. Because all you're thinking about is...
It's coming.
When is that going to happen? Mm-hmm. When is that going to happen? So, he's checking me, and I'm up on the table, and I'm he's listening to my heart. Everything's down. I said, deep breaths, and feeling all up in here, and, you know, looking in my ears. And then he finishes with that, throws the little ear thing in the trash. And he gets in the corner, puts on his gloves, rubber gloves, and then he sits down on a little rolling stool. And he's a really tall guy, Dr. Bungie is. And he sits down on this little chair that's a rolling stool kind of thing. And he says, okay, jump up and pull your pants down. Let me check you down below. So I did. I jumped off because I'm like, here it comes. I jump off the table, I pull my pants down, and he turns around to get something else. And when he turns back around, I'm bent over the table with my pants at my ankles, and I'm just thinking, okay, let's get this over with. Get this, because to be honest with you, I thought he turned around to get the lubrication stuff.
Sure.
On his, you know, whatever.
Sure.
So I'm like this, and I got my back to him, and I was like, just... Okay, just do it. Just do it. Just, and then I hear him go, oh, hey, I'm sorry. We're not doing that in this one. I'm not doing that on this visit, is what he said. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that on this visit. And I looked like he had walked in on me naked at summer camp or something. Because I go, oh, and I grabbed my pants like I had done something wrong. Oh, I'm sorry. And I pulled them up real fast. And then I turned back around. He goes, I'm just going to check you, you know, in the front. So then I had to pull him back down again.
That is so embarrassing.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm dying. Oh, my gosh. See, for us girls, it's good because we just have to sit in a paper robe. Mm-hmm. And we do the chit-chat, but we're in a paper robe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
And then it's time. But it would be like...
But at least you're doing what you're supposed to do, though.
But it would be like if I went to scoot down and he goes, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, it's like if you went to your general practitioner and then just like put your feet up in stirrups when she wasn't looking and then she turned back around and she's like, oh, well, we're not doing that.
No. I would die. I would die. I would die. You told our son that and he said, I think I'd be switching doctors.
But the thing about it is that when I'm telling the family about it and all them say, well, look, the good thing is he can't tell anybody that happened.
Right.
Because of those HIPAA rules.
But you're telling everybody.
I said, but here I am. I'm telling the world.
Everybody.
This is probably the third time I've told it, you know, in a broadcast.
If it makes you feel better, that probably happens a lot. And he thinks nothing of it.
Where he's got to tell somebody, hey, no, I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait on that.
Because they're probably...
I guess somebody who... It was almost like I was looking forward to it. Like that was the whole deal. Or I'm like, come on, let's do it.
No, I think that people get nervous like you. And they just want it over with.
Yeah.
And then that he says, no. Ugh.
And then I didn't know whether to feel like I was being ripped off or something.
Was your booty in the air?
Well, you know, that exam table, you know. I was bent over like... Like I'm about to get a shot or something.
I can't. Like, were you laying on the bed part?
Halfway, yeah. My the edge of it was at my waist, and I was bent over.
I can't. Oh my gosh!
And yeah, for a split second, I thought, "What's taking so long?"
Ooh. Okay. Are you going to be embarrassed to go back?
No.
Oh.
No.
Obviously not. You're telling everybody.
Yeah, I mean,
that's so funny though. Oh my gosh, so funny.
Right, well, glad you got a laugh. Hope everybody else did too. I think that
is funny.
Until I go back to doing stand-up comedy, probably I won't tell that story in public again.
You're going back to doing that?
Maybe. Who knows?
Might as well.
Yeah. Anything to try to get two nickels to rub together.
Got
you
it.
Know.
I do know.
You know me. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There you go, TJ and Jody's house, a day late, dollar short.
Da-da-da.
Mm-hmm. Love you, bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.